Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Yesterday, I shared with you about knowing the Word of God specifically for you. I shared with you two women, Eve, who did not embrace God's Word because she disobeyed Him in the garden and ate of the tree when she was told not to. And then I shared with you out of Luke chapter 1 about Mary, the mother of Jesus, that embraced the Word sent by God through the angel and the difference between those two women and the impact that they have had upon all mankind. It's so important that we learn the Word of God and we learn how to embrace it. I shared with you that the first application in embracing the Word of God was simply to have respect for it, to read the Word of God, to begin to get in the Word and cultivate a habit of reading it, and then having a respect for the Word of God. And then also to know the Word not only generally, but also search the Scripture whenever you have a situation in your life, ladies, that you want God to speak to you about specifically. I can remember that when I accepted Jesus Christ at 8 years old, I did not know the Word. I had an experience with Him. I was serious and sincere about accepting Him as my Savior, but I did not understand the love of God until I began to embrace His Word years and years later. It makes all the difference in the world. Embracing the Word of God means that we not only believe the Word, but we receive it as done, because we have been asking God specifically to help us. So when we approach God's Word, Jesus says in John, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Embracing the Word of God means that we need to be specific and serious about our requests. We need to read it, we need to study it, we need to meditate it upon it until it becomes part of our being. James tells us that we have not because we ask not, and when we ask amiss. Are you embracing the Word by asking? Embracing the Word means that we ask, beloved, that we seek, and that we knock. Embracing the Word means that we are persistent, that we don't give up, and we don't give in. In Luke chapter 1, Jesus tells the parable of the man who goes to his friend at midnight to borrow 3 loaves of bread, and the friend will not get up and give him the bread. And yet Jesus said that the man keeps on knocking, and Jesus says, "I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, just because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence and boldness, he will get up and give him whatever he needs." Jesus continues and says, "So I say unto you, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you." Do not give up. This morning, I want to encourage you to be persistent in the thing in which you are asking of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture tells us that in the day when I cried out, it says, "You answered me, and you made me bold with strength in my soul." When we ask and we knock and we keep on seeking God for answers, this is making us bold and giving us strength in our soul. But we must be persistent. To embrace the Word of God means that we don't give up. So what is your need today? Maybe it isn't a need, but a desire. Let me end by telling you about one more woman who in Scripture had a big need. Embracing the Word means that we believe in miracles, which is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Kings chapter 4, it says there was a widow of a godly prophet. She was in danger of losing her sons to slavery because of unpaid debts. Listen to this story. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her. And she poured it out. And now it came to pass that when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." This is such a beautiful story. God did a miracle in her life by supplying her with oil that did not stop flowing until she ran out of vessels. She was able to sell the oil, pay her debts, and live off the rest. Beloved, God paid a debt for us by giving us Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, and the wonderful oil of the Holy Spirit in us that does not stop flowing. We just need to embrace this wonderful Holy Spirit in us. Which brings me to the application, another application, which is to listen to godly counsel. Many times we are listening to the wrong people. Embracing the Word means that we care about other vessels as well. We care about lost souls, sick souls, troubled souls. It means that we start living for others and put away the little besetting sins that so easily entangle us, and that we learn to look away into the author of our salvation, Jesus Christ, who is the beginning and the end of our faith. And when we do this, beloved, I promise you that you will learn to have the faith you need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.
What can be done, and how does a church or ministry handle allegations that's been made against them? Next time.
Just really hard to deal with the shock of having some kind of allegation come forward. I think if we don't deal with sin within the body, that is a form of almost of mocking God and certainly of dishonoring His name. In the event that you're going to be talking to a child, you would only want a child forensic interviewer to talk to a child. You don't just have anybody interview kids. You get better results if you have people in clear roles with clear tasks and it's separated out.
This is Mark Taylor, and join me on my next Crosspoint as we discuss how to respond to allegations in ministry.
You can hear Crosspoint four times a week, Saturday morning at 1, Saturday afternoon at 2, Saturday evening at 9, and and Sunday evening at 7. You can also listen anytime online at kneo.org.